بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, in today's lesson Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the efforts that the mushrikeen, the Quraysh of Makkah, had made against Islam and the Muslims. And despite their physical and financial efforts, their plans would not come to pass. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would still cause them to be defeated, and Islam would still become dominant and prevail in the world. So here Allah speaks specifically about the financial contributions that they would make against Islam, against the Muslims. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ لِيَصُدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Allah says that verily the disbelievers spend their wealth in order to hinder people, in order to prevent people, turn people away from the path of Allah. And what this refers to is that they would go all out in making effort against Islam. Particularly, we know in the Battle of Badr, Battle of Uhud, they actually went on a campaign in Makkah Mukarrama to solicit and collect funds. And they pressurized many people from the community also to contribute to this campaign, all in order to wage war against Islam, against the Muslims, and in order to prevent, or in their mind, in their eyes, prevent Islam from rising, prevent Islam from prevailing. So they would spend their wealth for this purpose. فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرَةً So Allah says that they will spend this wealth, and then it will become a source of regret for them. Ultimately, either in dunya, when they realize that despite them spending these large amounts of money, they still have not prevailed, they still have not won, or in the akhirat, when they leave this world and they realize that this wealth was spent in such an avenue that has now become a means of adab and punishment for them. So, ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَّرَةً They will spend the wealth and then it will become a means of regret for them. ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ And they will still be defeated. Despite all their efforts, they will still be defeated. And we know in the Battle of Badr, despite all their efforts to put the Muslims down, to defeat the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Allah still caused them to be defeated. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ يُحْشَرُونَ And then Allah says their defeat in this world is not enough, but the disbelievers will be raised and gathered before Allah, or before the fire of Jahannam. They will have to go to the fire of Jahannam. So in this world they will face defeat, and in the hereafter, of course, will be a more severe punishment waiting for them. Why will Allah create this? Why does Allah put the disbelievers into Jahannam? لِيَمِيزَ اللَّهُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ So that Allah may differentiate, distinguish between the impure and the pure. وَيَجْعَلَ الْخَبِيثَ بَعْضَهُ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ فَيَرْكُمَهُ جَمِيعًا فَيَجْعَلَهُ فِي جَهَنَّمْ And Allah will then bring the impure ones together, pile them up one on top of the other, and then cast them into the fire of Jahannam. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ Allah says this heap of individuals, of people, who are cast into the fire of Jahannam, they are the true losers. So this, ulama have explained that the purpose of Jannat, Jahannam, of Akhirat, this world is Darul Imtihan. It is a testing grounds, an examination room, where a person is tasked with abiding by the commands of Allah, abstaining from the prohibitions of Allah, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this world, many a times, we do not find a differentiation between the disbelievers and the believers, between those who are obedient and disobedient. Many a times a person breaks the command of Allah, disbelieves in Allah, he does not obey Allah, yet there is no punishment that comes to him in this world. He is leading a life that seems to be very pleasant, very easy, his health is good, financially Allah blesses him. And on the other hand, a person is making his best efforts to obey Allah and to lead his life in conformity with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he's living a very difficult life. Therefore, there has to be an abode wherein this differentiation can be made. And this will be in the hereafter. Those who obeyed Allah will go to Jannah. Those who disobeyed Allah will be cast into the fire of Jahannam. Now, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is told that try once again to convince these disbelievers. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا Say to the disbelievers, إِيَّنْتَهُ يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ Despite this threat of Jahannam being made to them, but if they desist, if they refrain from their disbelief, while they are alive, they still have the chance. If they desist and refrain, يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ Then whatever they have done in the past will be forgiven. It will be overlooked. However, وَإِيَّعُودُوا If they continue, they come back to their disbelief, فَقَدْ مَضَتْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Then Allah says, the example of those who have passed, or the example of the former ones, has already passed. The nations of the past that disobeyed Allah, their example has already gone before you, and the same will happen to these disbelievers. وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ كُلُّهُ لِلَّهِ. The second last verse of the ninth juz, Allah now speaks about jihad and the importance of jihad. وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ. Allah says, continue to wage war against them. حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ. Until there be no fitna left in the world. What is meant by this? Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma says that the first or the primary objective of jihad, the first objective is that the Muslims free themselves from oppression, from persecution, and they are allowed to, or they create an environment where they are now able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ease. We know in Makkah Mukarrama, the persecution and the suffering that they underwent at the hands of the Quraysh, they were unable to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in public, etc. So fight them, wage war against them, until you rid yourself of this oppression, until you defend yourself, create a safe haven for yourself, and you are now able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ease. And then the second objective, it doesn't just stop there, but the second objective, وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ كُلُّهُ لِلَّهِ. So that deen in the entire world, in entirety, becomes only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, Islam becomes dominant and prevails in the entire world. We are completely unapologetic about this. It is our goal, it is our objective, our duty to try and ensure that Islam prevails, Islam dominates in the world. We are not content to see Allah's deen being trampled upon and the Muslims being persecuted, but it is our desire, our zeal, and every person should have this within their heart, that the deen of Allah should become dominant, should prevail in the entire world. That is why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions also, Al-jihadu madin ila yawmil qiyamah. That this institute of jihad will continue till the day of Qiyamah. It will continue to be a necessity so that the deen of Allah may prevail in the world and become dominant. So these are the two objectives mentioned by Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma. That first, the Muslims will secure a safe haven for themselves and be able to worship Allah with ease. And secondly, that they then make efforts to ensure that deen spreads. فَإِنْ انْتَهُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Through this jihad and qital, if they now refrain from their disbelief, then Allah sees whatever they do. Allah will treat them kindly. Allah will appreciate what they do. وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا. But if they turn away and they still are not prepared to accept, then Allah says, فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَاكُمْ. They remember or know that Allah is your protector. نِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ. Excellent a protector is He, and excellent a helper is Allah. In other words, if they do not give in, and they do not accept your message, they do not accept your call and invitation, then you continue making an effort, you continue striving. Allah's assistance, Allah's protection is with you. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.